Oh, my head. Well, it's good to know that you have finally awoken. Well, we had a visitor today. A visitor. Yes. It was actually one of the Winchesters, but he had to go take a plane ride. You mean a plane flight? Whatever. Wait a minute. One of the Winchesters was here and you didn't tell me anything. Well, I didn't want to alarm you. You lying bitch. You know that's what I've been waiting for. You know that's what I've been longing for. To hear Sam and Dean's voice. And you just killed it. Well, I did caution you. I did, however, warn you that no one, you know, when I say, I mean, no one is going to stop my plans. I don't give a shit about your plans. Everything is a mess. Well, you keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I don't care what you do. You have taken so much from this church. You've taken so much from this salvation. You've taken so much. What exactly have I taken? Everything. Peace. Goodness. Positivity. Oh, bite me across. No. I have tried to reconcile with you. Oh, please, Charity. All you've ever done is meddle. Meddle. Meddling. That's it. So wait a minute. Where did Sam and Dean go? Well, they went back to their hometown. What did you say to them? And I'm really shocked that you did not question with suspicion. What would there be to question? Honestly, what would there be for them to try to figure out? I covered everything perfectly. I've covered everything convincingly. There's no reason why Dean and Sam would even question me. I don't understand how any of this started. Well, I actually kind of do understand. But you messing around with the darkness is completely insane. Lots of people do it. It doesn't mean you have to follow. It doesn't mean that you have the convent. It doesn't mean that you have to do what they're doing. My God, you let 50 innocent sisters be taken by demonic forces, and I don't even understand this. Well, I told you that I cannot get them back. Once they went through that portal, once they went through that gate, there was no way that I could bring those sisters back anyway. You know what? I think you could. You just won't. Because you have no biblical presence. So therefore you don't care. Charity. I am calling the shots here. Not those damn nuns. Those sisters. Well, anyway, that's yesterday's. Yesterday's. You know what? You try to have me locked up in a hospital. That they were putting all these needles into me and these injections. That's right. And those demons, they came near me. Yes. I know everything that has happened in that clinic. How could you do that to me? Well, as I have said before, I have my reasons. You keep saying that. But you're not really telling me what I need to know. Well, you are just a sad story. How is that? Well,
hey, Stevie, this is G again. Sorry for the second call-in. I forgot to mention on the first call-in, your voice is fucking hypnotic. Damn. Like, I could listen to you all fucking day.